Shalom Aleichem Rabotai, Mishneh continues for Erev Shabbat Va'era. We are in chapter 22 of Shabbat, Mishnah Hey. Harochetz B'mei Mara, one who washes himself in water that's in the cave of Mei Tveria, or in the waters of Tveria, the hot springs up there in Tveria, very gishmak. V'nistopeg, and he dries himself off. You'll notice this is the same shorsh, Sfog, the sponge we mentioned earlier. This nistopeg means drying oneself off. Afilub Eser, Aluntiot, even if he uses 10 towels, this guy's mamish, he's dry, and there's not a lot of water in each towel, but still, lo yivim biyado, he can't carry them home in his hand. Now, we're talking about there is an Eruv, he's in Tveria, by the shore, by the springs, or he's by the cave, the cave's in the Eruv. He could carry, technically, but because these are wet towels, and this man's by himself, the Mishnah is concerned he might wring them out. As we mentioned, by the sponge, it's sechita, it's squeezing, it's a problem, it's a malacha. Aval, but the Mishnah says, aval, asar b'nei adam, if you have 10 men together, mistopkin baluntit achat, and they all share one towel, hopefully it's a big towel, p'nei yamideim regleihim, they dry off their face and their hands and their feet, mevi'enot abiyodu, they could carry this towel home, because there's 10 of them there, they're going to remind each other not to wring it out, even though it's soaking wet, whereas the towels in the first case were only slightly wet. Again, the concern is not the carrying, but the wringing out, the squeezing out of the water. But the Barner here says the halacha is not like this Mishnah, and we're not concerned even with one person that he will come to squeeze out the towel. His Mishnah reminds me, there's a tshuva of Rav Moshe that I saw. He was talking about Minhag HaMakom, and he said something amazing. He said when he was in Russia, on hot days, they used to take cold showers on Shabbos in Russia. And we moved to New York, he saw people aren't doing that. He wasn't sure why. If anyone knows where in Igros Moshe, that this tshuva is, please remind me. I haven't seen it in many years. But it's interesting because he says when it was hot in Russia, it doesn't get all that hot in Russia, and they were still bathing on Shabbat, of course, in a halakhically permitted way. It's kind of a reminder that sometimes people can be very machmir about bathing and washing on Shabbat and on Yom Tov, and that's a chumra shabali de kula, because there's a mitzvah ben adam lechaveiro, there's a mitzvah of kavod of your creator to be presentable and well-groomed. But of course, consult your local posek for guidance, specific guidance about bathing on Shabbat and Yom Tov. On to Mishnah Vav. Sochin u'memashmashin b'vnei me'ayim. You can anoint and massage your kishkas. During bathing, they used to rub oil on their skin, on their body, and they're allowed to massage it in. Aval lo mit omelin, v'lo mit garin, but not knead the oil in vigorously and not scrape. They also used to scrape. One of the methods for getting clean that ancient people used, the Romans and the Greeks, they would rub oil, you know, in the hot bath, rub oil on the skin, and then scrape it off, and you get the schmutz off with that also. So you can't do that on Shabbat. Mishnah continues, and yordin lekordima. And some have a girsa polima, so you can't go there on Shabbat. Some people say it was a river with quicksand, and someone could get stuck, or there was a place with very slippery mud, and if he went there to cool off in the water, then everything would fall in and get muddy, and he would come to wring it out or wash it. So that'd be a problem. Ein me'otzvin et hakatan. We do not straighten out a child's limbs. Ein mechazrin al hashever, or set a fractured limb in place. I missed one segment right after. Ein yordin lekordima. Ein osin apiktozin. You can't make this. It's called an emetic. It's something that causes vomiting. So it's some sort of medication. There's a gezeira against making medication we mentioned earlier. So you can't create this thing on Shabbat to make somebody throw up. The Bartner also mentions that in terms of setting a fracture or a broken bone or a sprain, says the halacha is not like the Mishnah and it would be permitted on Shabbat. The Mishnah concludes here, mi she nifrika yado, somebody whose hand was dislocated, viraglo, or his foot, lo yitrefem bitzonin, don't rub them under cold water. Apparently that was sort of a refuah, and probably helps with the swelling. Aval rochetz chu kedarko, but he could wash it in the normal manner, pouring water on his feet, in the drop, and if that works, that works. Shkoyach rabosai, Shabbat shalom.